We're learning here Shmiras HaLoshon, Shahar Torah Perek Aleph, the paragraph which begins, Ki be'emes ein keitz l'kdushas ha-Torah. The Chofetz Chaim is pounding away, page 386 in the English edition, the second paragraph. The Chofetz Chaim is pounding away on the importance of Limud HaTorah as one of the many antidotes, I shouldn't say many, but many antidotes that he is discussing here that a person can use and take to prevent himself from speaking Lashon Hara. And not only is it an antidote against speaking Lashon Hara, but is the antidote is the medicine of life. It is the is a drink of life, life here in this world and life in the world to come. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Ki be'emes ein keitz l'kdushas ha-Torah. There's no ends, no bounds, no boundaries to the kdushas ha-Torah. Ki moish amru chazal, sheyesh shishim ribay perushim l'chol pasuk u'pasuk shabbatayra. You hear this? There are 600,000 explanations to every single sentence of the Torah. 600,000. The Isa of a Medrash Isaiah is the Rabbi Kiva. There's a Medrash called Isaiah Rabbi Kiva. The Or shall Shema Yisav shall Hagdoshim shall Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lamailo, Hu Esim VeEchad Alafim Rivvoyis Parsois, Kiminin Shem HaEke. That the radiance of the holy names of Hashem, they are above the distance of 210 million parsois. Above us, corresponding to the numerical value of one of the names of Hashem of Eke, which is Gematria 21. What does he want to bring out? How deep and powerful one of the shemas of Hashem is. For us to have some comprehension, which is beyond comprehension, to relate to. V'amr chazal, v'hu b'yalkut tehillim, om rabbi elazar, like nitnu parashiyo yitzat toira ala seder. There's a gemara that the Daf Yomi just had recently, and Daf Vav Amud Beis, and upstairs in the gemara track, we're learning in the Iyun, on the Daf Vav Amud Beis, we're over there, where the Gemara discusses ein mukdam u'mukhah b'Torah. There's no correct order in certain parts. In one inyan, in the two different yonim of the Torah, one inyan there is, in two different yonim there isn't. You ever wonder why that is? Why is it that there's ein mukdam u'mukhah b'Torah? We say this klal that the Torah is not in order. Says Rabbi Elazar in the Yalkut Tehillim, she'el mole didnu ala seder. If the Torah would have been given al ha-seder, according to the order of the way the events took place, kol mi shehaya koyer behen, whoever would read them, meaning the Torah, haya yochol lahachayos meisim, v'lahasayos meisim, would be able to bring the dead back to life, and to perform wonders. L'kach nis'alim mehen sidron shel ha-Torah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized it, that the Torah will not be written kesidron. And of course, this is known in front of Hashem, this power of the Torah, who is like me that can read them? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want people to have this ability. I saw this brought down once from the Chassam Sofer, the same concept. That if one, that the reason why the Torah was not written in order, of course the Rabbi Elazar comes before the Chassam Sofer, but the Chassam Sofer brought this down as well, because if the Torah was in this order, then one would be able to create worlds. Yistakol barayis, yistakol barayis, bara alma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So we now have this ability. The Isa b'sifri, parashas Ekev. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Perek Hei, Pasuk Tezayin, Yofutsu mayayinasecha, Chutzah. Your wellspring shall gush forth. What does it mean? Yafutzah mayin esecha chutzah? Nimshul divrei Torah l'mayim. The Torah is compared to water. Ma mayim chayim lo'ilam, just like water lives forever. Af divrei Torah is chayim lo'ilam. So too divrei Torah is chayim lo'ilam. Shnemar ki chayim hein l'maytzeyehem. That the Torah, the words of Torah, they bring life to those who search for them. Ki chayim heim l'moitzi ehem. U'lechol besor marpe. and a cure for the whole body. The Torah is a cure for the whole body. Umameila, Shinemar, it says, Ma mayim malim esa tomim mituma. So just like mayim, water, brings a person out of a state of tuma to tahara. Kach divrei Torah malim es adam mitumasoi mituma letahara. So too, divrei Torah takes a person out of a state of impurity and elevates him into tahara. Shneimar yiras Hashem hi tahara. The very fear of Hashem purifies man. He tahira is tahira. Memeila kishem shemayim mitaharim es adam af shahatuma mispashetis becholei varov kein hatoyim mitaharis es adam mitumas avaynoisov. Just like the water of the mikvah can mitahar a person that spread the tumah throughout his body to all of the ivarim, but he immerses himself called kuloi entirely into the water, he can mitar himself. So too, the Torah, kein haTorah is mitaharis es haAdam mitumas avaynoisov, from the tumah of his averus. Afila nispashto alav mikaf ragloi v'ad roishoi. Even if it spread from his toes to his head. Kashem she'ein odam nitar ad shiyalu hamayim al kol ivarov. Just like a person cannot come out from the state of Tahara on his body and his evarim until Achiyalu Amayim al kol evarim, until the water goes in all of his evarim. Shum chatzitza bein evarim l'mayim. There cannot be any chatzitza, any separation, any interruption cannot exist. There cannot exist between him, his guf, and the water. Kein tzarech she'eshabed es kol gufoy ve'evarav be'emes l'hatayra. So too, a person has to mishabed as kol gufoi. He has to subjugate his whole entire being, his whole entire body, every single limb to the Torah. Well, shum chatzitza, there cannot be any interruption. Once again, as we know, the yortzeit of Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha was just a couple days ago. And there's only one way a person could have existed and lived such a life. It's by that 100% subjugation, as Rav Baruch Mordechai Yizrachi, the Rosh Yeshiva, said over, that, and I believe it was his son, Razriel. Maybe his son-in-law of Yitzchak Zilberstein. Don't know exactly who said it, but there was no such concept as slippers in his house. He didn't have like the pair of slippers that he wore. Why is that? Because he wasn't just a soldier; he was an officer. He was always on guard. He's always on duty. He's always ready. He's always serving Hashem. He said, you ever see an officer wearing slippers? Doesn't fit the uniform. This is kol kuloi. Every single second of his life was to be oivir Hashem. Ma'amayim, just like water, as we said, kenar v'chatzitza, the whole goof, has to be the whole entire body. Kach divrei Torah, so too by divrei Torah. Umamayim mishivim nafshoi eshel adam, kach divrei Torah mishivim nafshoi eshel adam miderech ro lederech teiva. Just like water restores someone's soul, so too do the words of Torah. Or mishivim nafshoi eshel adam miderech ro, from the derech ro to derech teiva, as it says in Tehillim, Torah Hashem timima mishivas nafesh. The words of Torah are perfect. Torah Hashem Timima is Meshivas Nafesh, restores a man's soul. Ma'amayim chinam lo'ilam, just like water is free. Whoever is thirsty, listen, anyone who is thirsty for the words of Torah, should go and drink its waters. Just like by water, if a person will think that the water has no value, if a person will think water is valueless, a person might think Divrei Torah doesn't have any value. A person might think, make such a mistake. Tamu loimar, that's where the Torah comes to, that's what it says in Mishlei, Yikarihi mipnimim, v'chol chafetzecho l'yishvuvo. The Torah is more precious than jewels, and all of your wealth cannot compare to it. Don't make a mistake and show a lack of value to the Torah. Kol chafetzecho l'yishvuvo. Nothing can be compared to the Torah. Man was only created the Torah for the Divrei Torah. Shekein Darshu Chazal, the Gemara tells us, Odom L'Omol Nivro, man was created to work, to toil. Shenemar Odom L'Omol Yulad, man was created to toil. Then the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we saw this earlier, V'Hedin Yadeya Im L'Omol Peh, Im L'Omol Melacha. We're not sure, is it L'Omol Peh? Or is it L'Omol Melacha? When the mouth restrains itself, when it says the mouth restrains itself, that means it's lomo pe. Still don't know. Is this lomo taira? Should he be toiling in taira? Or should it be toiling in words, talking? Says the Gemara, brings a pasuk in Yeshua, Paragala pasuk ches, when it says Lo yomush sefer ha-Torah zemipicho, have yomer lo amol Torah nevro. Lo yomush sefer ha-Torah zemipicho. That the words of Torah should never leave your mouths. You should always be speaking the words of Torah. Havi oimer l'omot Torah nivro. You see, man was created to toil in Torah. There's a very funny maisa that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein said over. At his tanoim, when he became a chassan, he's marrying Rav Yashu's daughter. They were chashuvim. G'dayli Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva, who were there. I think he said Rechaim Shmulevitz was there, Zatzal, and other G'daylim. I don't remember everyone he said who was there. And they got into a discussion, I think he said, about the Naguna. They were discussing a certain sugya. And before you knew it, everyone was talking about the sugya. And Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein is sitting there, and thinking, isn't this my tanoim? It's like a base measure going on over here. Like a reality check. What's going on over here? And he came to this realization and conclusion, obviously, quite fast, that this is the tanoim, he's in a base measure because this is the life, this is the family he's marrying into. This is it. Every single second is Torah. La yamush sefer ha-Torah zemipicho. Havi yomer lamol Torah nivra. Man was created lamol v'Torah. To toil constantly in Torah. Yemitz Hashem, Erev Tisha B'Av, on Monday, we will continue with Shar ha-Torah. And we know Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bemoaned the fact, Halavai Oisi Ozvu V'Sayrosi Shemoru Shemor Yachz L'Mutav. Shem said, if you left me, it's one thing. But don't, you should not have left my Torah. You should not have forsaken my Torah. Mitzvah Shem will continue with Shara Torah, Perek Aleph, on Monday. Have a good Shabbos.